From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Evidence mounts a bomb may have brought down a Russian jetliner. U.S. and British officials say there is significant possibility a bomb brought down that Russian passenger jet over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula after takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh Airport Saturday, killing all 224 people on board. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. aviation authorities issued an earlier warning about operating in the area.
The FAA has a notice to airmen that was published earlier this year, assessing that U.S. civil aviation operating into, out of, within, or over the Sinai Peninsula is at potential risk from hazards associated with extremist activities. So let me be clear, this is actually something that has been in place from the FAA prior to this tragic incident over the weekend.
A team of British aviation experts went to Sharm el-Sheikh to assess security at the airport before any British flights will be allowed to depart. Patrick McLaughlin is the UK Transport Secretary.
As a precautionary measure, we've decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh this evening for the UK will be delayed, and that will allow us time to ensure that the right security measures are in place.
Experts are also examining the wreckage of the Metrojet A321 for any signs of terrorism. Some reports say forensic examinations revealed shrapnel in victims. Hundreds of people marched through the streets of the capital of Central African Republic Wednesday, demanding the army be rearmed to help quell recurring sectarian violence. An advisor to the country's transitional government, Anji Maxime Kazagui, said, "Enough is enough. We need to get involved to rearm and reinstate the army to bring peace to the country." The army implicated in attacks by anti-Balaka militia against fighters of the Salika Muslim Alliance, which seized power in 2013. This is VOA News.